Ramble.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day to listen to the tripod. How you guys doing?
Okay, my shoes are off and my sweater is on.
You want to wash my feet? I'll wash yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. We've got Eugene.
You still got a mustache, Ned.
I do still have a mustache.
Looking good.
If you're watching on YouTube, you know. It's mustache season.
This episode's about to take you for a ride, dare I say, a mustache ride?
Whoa.
Okay, last week's was too dirty. We're not going down that route again.
Into the clam smashing.
No.
That was your buddy boy, Zach. And buddy to boy. My right is Keith.
Hey, girls.
I'm Ned, the one with a mustache. At least, no, I'm shaving it after this, for sure.
You know, that means you're always the one who starts the dirty stuff, Zach.
Yeah, you are little boy. I'm so innocent. No. Yeah, I like being gross.
Yeah. But can we talk about Lovecraft County? I know there's a whole podcast devoted to it, but let's devote a little segment of our podcast to it because that show is scary.
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
Is Lovecraft County?
I thought it was
Lovecraft
Country.
Lovecraft
Country.
It's Country. All this time.
Yes.
Country?
Right? It's Country.
Lovecraft
right?
Country.
Yeah, yes. No
Lovecraft
shit, Ned.
Country.
I've also been calling it Lovecraft County, I think.
Get the
this
fuck
whole time.
Out.
Wait, I thought
it was
kidding?
County. I've heard other people You're, call it
country,
County.
It's Lovecraft
look it up.
Country.
No, look it up.
It's that County. Makes so much more sense. I'm like, man, it's called County, but they're really driving all over the country.
So actually a funny... I recommended that our good friend Lauren from Lore DIY, she needed a new show, and I'm like, oh, you gotta watch Lovecraft Country.
I believe everybody,
everybody's talking about it. If you want to be on the zeitgeist, now is the time. And somehow I neglected to mention that it is a monster show with crazy fucking monsters, and so I get a texted photo of her hiding under a blanket holding like, where the fuck, what was it? Like, she had no idea that monsters were going to come. Oh. So that first episode was a real shock to her.
It was very scary. The house, like with the haunted house, that one was the scariest. And then 2 weeks ago, I was so confused. All the stuff with the vault and the swimming. And
they went
it's
full
like,
Indiana
suddenly
Jones.
Suddenly they went back and they were
I'm
back
only
in
on
Chicago.
Episode two, so I gotta.
Well, the whole thing is they're doing kind of a send up, a send up to different genre films.
I did notice that.
Films.
That's very cute.
Yeah, but they're centralizing black characters, which is cool. We're living in a golden age of black horror films, which is really
we're
awesome.
Living in a. HBO has just become the home of great black TV or great black stories. Like,
yeah, I think I May Destroy You is my favorite show of the year.
It's so good. And you guys have not seen it, but it's not nothing.
Sorry, which one?
I May
With
Destroy
Michaela
You.
Cole. It's called I May Destroy You. Do you watch Chewing Gum? Chewing Gum was also awesome.
No.
I've heard that I May Destroy You is very good. I haven't
it's,
watched it yet.
It's very different, but it's kind of cited as like the next Phoebe Waller-Bridge because she is a writer, director, performer who just came, you know, seemingly out of nowhere. She did not come out of nowhere, but with this singular great show.
I May Destroy You, I have heard of that. When I first, you said, it sounded like you said, I made a story. And I was like, no,
I also
not
was
familiar
like,
with that one. What is I Made a Story?
What's cool about Michaela Cole is that she, it took much longer for her to get this show off the ground because the agents that she had were trying to push it to get sold faster to places that wanted to change it. So she actually fired her team or left her team. And it took years to actually get to this point.
Wow.
Because her previous hit, Chewing Gum, which is amazing, if you haven't seen it, that was like many, many years back. So she was always just like totally autonomous about her creative vision. You can tell when you see the show. This is like her. So it's really cool to see that. Yeah, but really HBO Max is killing it. I really like Infinity Train. If you guys have never seen
Infinity Train.
Yeah, but you talked about it.
It's
an
amazing animated
it.
Series. They Ooh. Have all three seasons on there now. And it's crazy. If you've seen Snowpiercer, which is a really fun movie. It has
Bong Joon-ho.
Anything where you stick people on a train going through multiple cars, except it's different worlds for each car.
What?
Oh. Yeah. It's a really great
that sounds cool.
animated series.
I don't mean to bring us back to Lovecraft again, but I'm going to. It just, between all these, it's crazy. Like, Lovecraft is a great show, but what's crazier to me is that it is the spectacle is as big as any movie right now. And we are just living in a time, I know we've been in the golden age of television, it's been a storyline since, you know, 2010, But really now, more than ever, it feels like the scope and the scale of what is achievable on TV. It just blows my mind.
Well, it's because they've got to separate themselves from YouTube.
Yeah. Are we the cut? So you, if you enjoy Lovecraft, why don't you give us a nice subscribe? Thank us for our service.
The stuff that we make is on quality with like the like basic level TV, right? So they have to go above and beyond, make something that's like a movie. Everything we make, Eugene. But our best work, our best work is
Without a Recipe is like, I think, like at least as good as the worst thing on Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what, is the worst show? If we're going to call them out, you know, let's call them out.
I don't know. Probably some sort of icing competition where they ice things, decorative icing. I don't know.
There were so many. I would be into
that. But you know,
that.
We're actually.
I kind of want to watch
there
that.
There were so many of those, like head to head, like cupcake battle, cupcake war, cake battle war, cake. Cakes, we're all making cakes, sugar glass, sugar battle sugar, sugar decoration, bird, bird sugar,
keep going, keep
bird
going.
Sugar, who can make the best sugar bird?
There's so many shows like that on Netflix now, too.
I know. That's where they went.
But you
sugar
know,
birds!
A good idea for a YouTube video, too.
Sugar birds?
Sugar birds.
Who can make the best sugar bird?
I mean,
welcome back to my channel. Today we're doing the Sugar Bird Challenge. Now, I know you've seen this going around. We're making birds out of sugar, all right? Don't forget to subscribe. Let's do this.
The you mentioned the golden age of television. People or critics say that we've passed that era because now, interestingly enough, the streaming platforms have provided so much content similar to YouTube that overall, generally, quality has degraded. Since it became, you know, when Mad Men, Breaking Bad was out, it was like event television.
The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Sopranos. And now we have a lot of really amazing things like Lovecraft Country, which is like the very high prestige TV. But you could also watch 50 million other shows.
Well, you're right. And there's very little event television now, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you and I are both 2 weeks behind on Lovecraft because we're all used to watching things at our own speed now. And so it's very hard to have simultaneous conversations about any show.
I think sports is really it, right? I am caught up on many shows like Vow, which is about Nexium, which is that crazy sex cult that was happening out here, which I've already listened to the podcast about. And so now I'm watching the show and it's like got some things that weren't in the podcast. So it's very thrilling.
Oh, really?
It's cult
I've been
stuff.
Avoiding it because I listened to the podcast, loved it, but figured it would be kind of duplicate stories.
Some things are duplicate.
I mean, I bet there's a lot of our listeners out here that's like, I listen to the Try Guys podcast. I don't really need to watch their YouTube videos.
Maybe. But like the, what's different about it is that it was shot by them because they basically one of their earliest recruits was a documentary guy. So he is filming it from when he's enthusiastic about it through his departure from it.
It's like the Fire Festival documentary.
They just have it is like that. They have footage through the whole thing, both of him being like, this is awesome, and then him later being like, this is bad, and he's the person making it.
Oh, so that's cool.
It's cool, and like his friends and his wife are in it, and it's like, so it's very unique in that it is, this person has a full character transformation throughout, and also even as he is exiting it, people who are still in it, he's being like, you have to stay in it for a little bit longer because it's not, you can't jump out yet. And he's aware of that. It's very, like, cults are scary. But what I love about cult docuseries is the first episode, when you watch it, you're like, yeah, I could get into that. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, sounds like, that doesn't sound too different from the improv classes I took.
Wild Country seemed incredible,
right?
Like, until it became the largest poisoning case in U.S. history.
And then the second episode, like, okay, some parts of this maybe aren't my fave, but other things are still good. I like, you know, like thinking positive thoughts. And then the third is like, I don't think we should all have sex with him. I don't know if we should all have sex with him. It seems like a lot of us having sex with him. That's what they always are.
Yeah.
And then you like, once you watch enough of those, you're like, cults and just normal religion, not super different.
Now, if you were to start a cult,
not super different.
Heath,
what
would your platform be centered around?
Oh, dang. It's tough.
Sugar birds,
I guess. I was going to say like food, but all the food I like, you know, glorify is not good for you. And typically cults are very much about purifying yourself and like only eating healthy and doing healthy things, and are always yoga based at the beginning. That's why people are like, right, this is a good idea.
Preying on people's need for self-improvement. Yeah.
Well, Keith, I mean, perhaps maybe you're the only one allowed to eat fried chicken. You take on the burden of gluttony.
Let me eat your pain. Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
You bring an offering, and this food reflects all of the indulgences I wish I could partake in.
Yes.
And Keith, can you take...
I forgive you.
Yes.
And I eat. And I eat.
Eat the sin.
Eat the sin. And I eat. Mm. I don't know what it'd be called. Habersburgism? The Habersburgoids?
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. What's the difference between a cult and a secret society? Because I knew people that were in a secret society.
Almost nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Except not true.
Well,
yeah. Secret societies are just cults that are that have a little hush-hush to it.
A lot of cults have hush-hushed.
They're totally different. Look, there's a lot of secret societies.
As a member of a society.
I'm not going to go that far. But like, they were just like fraternities at Yale. It was not like a cult. It was just like, you know, it's like a frat. And there's like the previous year.
You're telling me a frat's not a cult?
Well, okay, then it's like an improv group is a cult.
Yeah,
then
absolutely.
It's like you're telling me those are definitely cults.
Yeah.
I would say improv theaters are kind of culty.
Yeah, maybe the
very expensive.
Are.
You can work here and get classes for free if you work
up.
Here.
Yeah.
You don't get anything free. You get stage time that makes them money. You don't get paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to fuck the teacher.
Yeah, you kind of got to fuck the teacher. I mean, like,
if you want to get on a Herald team.
Incredibly problematic. I would say that improv is kind of a cult.
Yeah. Maybe cults have a bad rap, right? It's like, look, what is a co-op but a food cult?
Yeah.
Where we're all joining together, working at a supermarket, getting healthy food. It's kind of a cult.
You know, cults and secret societies and frats, they all have, like, some skeevy, marginally attractive white dude
at the top.
Yeah. It's always, that's like the thing. It's always just some guy named
Keith.
Nexium was named Keith.
His name is Keith. His name is Keith. The guy who ran Nexium, his name's Keith. It's the weirdest thing for me to watch because they're constantly talking about, like, so we're supposed to have sex with Keith? And I'm like, it's just such a rare name. So when it is, you know, a cult leader, a most recently taken down cult leader, it's like, well, that's not good for us. Keith's out here.
Well, think about it. Keith's you want to join this frat, you got to go talk to Keith. Yeah, you want to go join this special Yale club, secret society, you know who you need to chat with. Mm-hmm. And you want to join this improv group? You know who runs it?
Keith.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will eat your sin.
Honestly, your cult should just be called the cult of Keith.
Yeah. I mean, I did for a brief time have an improv class that I ran out of my apartment. People paid to take that class. And at the end, I got them stage time where other people bought tickets to the show. I didn't make any of that money, but they performed. People paid tickets to see them perform. And then that was the end of the class.
Cult of Keith.
It was a little bit of a cult.
The abbreviation is...
Queef.
Queef.
Cock. Cock.
Join Cock.
Cult of Keith. Cock.
Be your best self.
Be yourself. Enter the cock.
Cock. Accept the cock.
Accept the cock
into you.
You don't need to join a cult these days because there's so much TV you can watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know. The cults, they're not good.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Don't try to call. Even if it's got cool sugar birds outside, you're like, that looks like fun. It's not going to be fun. It's always going to end up in you paying a lot of money to some person who's going to try to fuck you.
They're going to steal your secrets.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking a little more about like having our eye towards 2021. A little bit of a shocker maybe to all of you, but our 2020 plans got a bit derailed. Mm-hmm. You know, it happened. Mm-hmm. But as we were looking to the future, something that we've been talking about is, I think we've been spending so much time trying to make projects externally and not taking advantage of the opportunity we have with our ability to self-finance series. So that's something we have an eye towards of trying to bridge that gap between digital and TV and make higher tier.
I really thought you were leading to us starting a cult.
I think
I was going, there's no joke in that whatsoever.
We will need more money to self-finance, and you yourself could have the content you need most in your life if you can help us.
Patreon.com/tryguys.
Or bring an offering to Keith.
Bring me food.
Well, you're just basically equated online fandoms to cults.
Whoa. Yeah, I think that's not a stretch.
It's a different kind of cult.
Again, cults have a bad rap. We're a good cult.
Right.
We're a good cult.
Good bumper sticker.
We encourage people to try new things, not keep doing the same thing.
Cult of Tron.
Sounds like a cult.
Well, what you need, Eugene, is more confidence. Right?
Because so after I try new things, I gain
confidence. So you put yourself out there.
Now, here's the deal, though. We shall try. We try so that you may grow. Mm. We are the vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Speaking of higher budget, Ned, have you seen the show on Netflix called Away?
No.
Been trending number one for a while.
I just started the first episode.
The space show.
It stars Hilary Swank.
Mm-hmm.
It's like The Martian, but with feelings.
Wow.
Right up your narrow
alley.
And I
felt a lot of feelings in even The Martian.
Also, one of my favorite things about sci-fi shows like this, a team... An intrepid team of international astronauts.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone from a different country.
Yeah, you gotta have space diversity is the best kind.
There's a cosmonaut.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady from China.
I love it.
There's an Indian guy.
Oh, boy.
And there's two white people.
No, a black man from from the UK.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hilary Swank.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's the captain, but do they trust that she's the captain?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, because she's not... Not stable, or
because her husband and daughter, she's leaving them to go to Mars.
Wow.
Yeah, I already hooked you.
Is there a demolitions expert?
No, that's more of an Armageddon Michael Bay thing. They got real life like tech situations in the spaceship.
They're all tech experts.
Engineering.
Yeah. Honestly, all of that type of movie, like The Martian, Prometheus, that bad J.J. Abrams movie, the third one. The third Cloverfield.
Oh, that was the worst movie I've seen in my life.
But they all scratch the itch for me of like ship guys doing ship stuff. And I fucking love it.
I get it.
In a way, too, they're just like, boo. I'm wondering how they shot it because they are moving in slow motion. They're on the moon and the gravity's weird.
They're all on like little wires, especially on the spaceships. They also move.
What? When did we agree? Buoyantly. That spaceship hallways looked like that. Hallways on spaceships are enormous, and spaceships are not often big. Mm-hmm. And the hallways are like 10 feet wide, hexagonal, and like beautifully like white.
You're talking about the sleek one?
Pretty much.
Okay.
There's some old hallways that aren't as nice.
I feel like a lot of our current visual language of... spaceships in movies comes at a nexus point in the 70s, and we have two main representations. You have the Stanley Kubrick 2001 representation, which is very clean, very symmetrical.
Right.
And then you have the H.R. Geiger, which became popularized in Alien.
The other one.
You know, lots of exposed pipes.
Which is more
crazy dark
accurate.
And,
if you ever look at like NASA footage, clearly it's more the Alien style. There's just fucking tubes and wires all over the goddamn place.
I'm like,
put a fucking drywall in front of that, dude. It is ugly and dangerous seeming.
Yeah. And it's all tubes because they go up in rockets.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have one team member from Brazil who's like the interior designer.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
What about
and she just designs with like the aluminum
he's a gay
foil.
Man from Brazil.
And he makes over spaceships.
And he's just like, tudo bem.
And it's like a house flip show, but spaceships. And he turns all the NASA spaceships into sexy spaceships.
He's like, this is two Geiger.
Yeah. Creating space.
Wow. That's good.
Honestly, based on the state of television right now, that's going to be a show on Netflix in 2 months.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So if they're, all right, so there's a mission to Mars. In a way, the whole show, it's about like a mission to Mars. They're trying to get to Mars. If for some reason the American government was like, we're starting a colony on Mars and we need people to sort of like, we need people, entertainers there to live perform, keep people happy. We know this is something, we know this is something that people want. It gets people in good spirits.
We need some improvisers.
We need some improvisers.
We need some cheap comedy.
And people to make sort of
morale
content.
Is down and we want to raise it just slightly.
Yeah.
Right. I got a location. Okay.
Would you guys go if they were like, we need like sort of the entertainment, like the hub to exist on the Mars colony? You can never come back, but you get to be with like 150 other people, but you get to be on Mars. Would you go?
I need 6,000 people to sign up before.
There's some videos about what it would actually be life like to be on the first Mars colony, and it would be miserable. You wouldn't be able to go outside.
You would person number 6,001 in Mars?
Yeah, because if there's 6,000, I imagine, you know, thousands have already died there to get to 6,000, right? Because that takes a long time to get to 6,000 people.
6,000 concurrently or just 6,000?
No, because there's currently a population of 6,000 that will move in as the number one after that.
So he may be there's number 12,000.
There having to be, and also, I need a big audience.
Not performing for
fucking 12.
Miles, the answer is if I were 22, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And in Chicago, the most desirable, best jobs were to go on a cruise ship and perform for 4 months and not see your friends and family.
Miles said you're never coming back.
Well, I'd probably still do it as a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
But right now, no way in hell you would get me to go to Mars, probably under any circumstances. It would have to be like the world is dying and we're all going to Mars.
Dude Perfect needs an alternate because they're going, obviously. and your whole family can come and they're going to pay for everything. You get a little apartment.
You get to be in Dude Perfect.
Wow.
You're telling me I'm going to a whole new planet and I only get an apartment? I better fucking get 10 acres. Mm-hmm. At least.
Most
of
people
Mars.
Are getting pods.
Because
so.
Mars is certainly can't grow anything.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's the best thing about space exploration shows is, or movies? They have, you know, the captains, the astronauts. There's a chemist usually. There's engineers. And there's always a botanist.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to terraform.
Gotta make potatoes.
Right? And I feel like we'd be useless, right? You said improvisers because you basically were saying you have no discernible skills or intelligence to help.
I'll document it. You guys need someone to film you?
I got a couple DSLRs I can bust out.
But there's always like that beautiful scene where there's the botanist just sitting in his or her just like, I don't know, garden in the middle of the spaceship. And I'm like, yeah, that would be a cool job.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing, Ned? Just tending to my plants.
I'm just spreading this recycled cow poop on my little plants.
Oh, yeah, they must bring livestock
oxygen.
But watching shows like that makes me feel pretty useless as a person.
We are.
When I was a teenager, that's what I researched as like, wait, what sort of chemist do I have to be a space
NASA
chemist?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like looking into what like asteroids have in them.
I do think that space media, while inspiring the world to reach for, you know, for better, I do think has done the population a disservice because it's created this lottery ticket dream in our minds that once we fuck up this planet, oh, it's fine. We're just going to go explore space and we'll all live on Mars in the future. I think like we all thought that as kids, right? That everyone in the future was going to live, that living on Mars would be an option.
Like Elysium.
And it's not an option. This is the planet we got. Right. Living out in space is a terrible thing. It is not fun.
It would be way more likely that we're in a xenon situation where we live on a space station.
Which would suck.
But the hallways.
But you get protozoa you get protozoa concerts every now and then.
And also, they were allowed to come to and from Earth. Now, I don't know how people have made this like there's gravity in the space station in movies. I'm like, no, you can't just make gravity. That's not how it works. How do you do that?
They rotate. They spin them real quick.
It's not gravity.
It's centrifugal force that is, you know, spun at a certain rate so that it is equivalent to so if we spun around you and me holding hands, you would feel a pull backwards. That's centrifugal force, baby.
You dumb bitch.
So but we don't have any space stations to do that.
No, we sure don't.
Because it's
probably
incredibly
very expensive and impractical.
But that also explains why in a lot of sci-fi movies the space stations are spinning.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
So like a common design is it's a one giant circle, one big tube, mm-hmm. and then it rotates. And if it rotates at the exact right rate, it would feel like Earth gravity.
I just assumed everything was spinning in space because everything's spinning in space. Like space is just the land of the spinners. You know, they're going in loops or they're spinning on an axis or they're slowly spinning. Yeah. And everything's spinning.
Yeah.
Don't know which way's up, which way's down.
Yeah. There is no up and down.
Well,
in space.
Yeah, not really.
You just have to pick one.
We've talked about the P tubes, right? I'd like to try that.
Catheter?
No, I don't want that. No.
You're going to have a catheter right now, man.
No, you pee into a vacuum on the space station.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just sucks it right up. That seems fun.
That does seem fun.
Or sleeping, like, vertically, strapped into a sleeping bag. That'd be crazy. You'd be like a vampire. Little bat.
I think I need a weighted blanket.
But I think that's what the straps are.
What is weight?
What is weight?
The fuck is weight without gravity, baby?
You stupid
bitch.
That's
just a blanket. You could be the strongest man in the world in space.
I love the ground control scenes where they all cheer.
Yeah.
You know when they're all waiting with bated breath?
Yeah.
And then the launch is successful? And then they cheer?
But that's SpaceX now. It's real.
Yeah.
Like, we get to watch real.
That was the news this year that no one paid attention to. What did we send? We sent something to somewhere and it was never before?
People. Yeah. SpaceX, so a private space company sent people to space.
Yeah. Didn't pay attention
to that.
That's
new.
That happened in the summer.
On TV.
Yeah.
They worked in conjunction with NASA, however.
Okay, we all have those things that are obvious, but somehow you just don't connect the dots until you're embarrassingly old. And I, as a 30-year-old man, just realized that Houston, we have a problem, is because the base was in Houston. I thought it was just
just right now this moment.
No, like a week and a half ago.
No way.
We did a live
Shut
show
up.
Over Zoom for a college. So by the way, if you guys want that, you can get us.
We're in the biz.
If you want someone who's really fucking stupid.
If you want an idiot to come talk to your college. I just assumed like it was just the code name. I don't know. Like why the fuck? I don't know. I knew the spaceships were in Florida. I didn't know that there was a... Look, I don't know nothing about Texas. Why the fuck should I know that's where it happened?
You didn't overhear me in Houston when I was like, yeah, I'm going to take a couple days off. We're going to go to the Kennedy Space Center.
Again, maybe should have connected the dots. Didn't. The dots were there.
I just feel like in Space school, Center. You're just like told NASA's in Houston.
Yeah, because you did Texas history three times.
No, I think it's a pretty common piece of knowledge.
It
that's
is not
shared.
Taught in any textbook that the spaceship came out of Houston.
Oh, it didn't come out
it
of Houston.
It doesn't come out of Houston.
Then what the fuck?
That's where Mission Control is.
I don't know that.
Is that because of the its positioning on Earth?
I think it's just where they built it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other famous space quotes. And then also, I wonder if there's any like not as famous, like imperfect quotes from space when someone like, because you got One Small Step for Man, One Giant Leap for Mankind. He like barely gets that sentence out if you rewatch the play. It's like kind of crazy. But I wonder if other people tried to say something really impactful and it just came out all wrong. Like,
here we go, space time.
So he's like, I'm on the moon. and it's incredible.
He must have pre-written that line.
Yeah,
right?
I hope so. It's very
because otherwise he'd probably just be saying, "Oh my god!
Oh wow!
Oh, holy shit!
Oh, wow!
Oh, my god!
I'm bouncing."
Nothing matters.
The crazy thing about
Houston,
that...
Houston, you seeing this? My name's Jeff. Fuck it, Houston!
Houston!
The crazy thing about that like quote is that when they were there, it was Buzz Aldrin.
Balls Aldrin.
Balls Aldrin. Balls to the Waldron, baby.
Balls to the Waldron.
Oh, shit. Have you seen that video of him punching the flat earther?
Yes! It's
so
it's
good.
Awesome.
But it was Buzz Aldrin. I almost said Lance Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. And then there's the third guy who didn't get to leave the ship.
Yeah,
he had to stay on the ship. Yeah, he just had to stay there. Stay in the ship.
Like, couldn't they have, like, come back and, like, all right, Frank, you can go for a lap.
Yeah, right.
Go drive the fun moon car. You know, that would be the most fun, driving the moon car.
I can't remember what podcast I heard this on, but they dumped... During the first moon mission, they dumped their waste, right? It was
right.
Like, you get rid of all the pee and poo. And that, maybe it was in that show Connected on Netflix. Yeah, that's where it was. Great show. You should watch that. But that actually now has become this huge science experiment to see, like, wait, what happened to the poop that we left behind.
Whoa.
And is unlocking all of these mysteries about life in space, because there's you know, bacteria and microbes on our feces. Crazy, right? Just dumping poop on the moon all these years later is like going to hopefully lead to these huge breakthroughs.
Probably. See, they got potatoes on the moon now.
Poop potatoes.
Maybe. Poop potatoes.
Michael Collins was the third guy.
Aha! Shout out to Michael. Thanks for watching.
He was the guy who kept flying it around while they went down to the moon. Michael Collins.
He didn't even get to land on the moon.
No,
I think he was just piloting the.
Did he ever get to go back?
Because it's too hard to lift off twice, right? So he orbited it.
But what's the thing that they have something that lift off the moon? The
lunar module.
Lunar module. How does that come back to the ship?
What do you mean?
Like, how does it dock again? Really, it must be tough.
It docks through the dock.
Have you seen any space movie ever where they dock the ship for like
a
while?
I don't know if that's real, Miles.
Oh, that's a good point.
The hallways.
Did you see that NASA commercial where they're like, here's what we got planned for the next 20 years? And it's them being like, we're going to build a base on the moon because it's so much easier to launch from the moon than it is to launch from Earth. So we're going to like bring all our resources there and then we can launch from there to go to
other planets. That one of the ways you could probably launch off the moon is without like jets and stuff, but with like a really like set of folded arms that just push. Like just like a bunch of legs that are all squatted and then they go, yeah! And it just jumps and that does it. And then they fire up the engines.
Yeah. By the way,
have you guys heard about the solar sail? Do you know what that is?
I assume it catches the solar wind?
Yeah, it's this form of deep space travel that doesn't have a like an engine or anything. It's just the spacecraft will put out a big, like a giant sail of like material that will catch all of the little tiny particles and ions and ejection from the sun. And over time, it's like starts out very, very small, but when it gets little tiny hits over time, you know, over like a year, it starts to pick up speed.
Have you heard of the solar lasso, where they take a big old rope and they lasso a comet or a meteor?
Bowl.
Yeah, wow. Very cool.
You know what happens in Hilary Swank's Away?
Well, don't spoil it for me.
Seven first episode.
Unless it's good.
No, but I'm just saying, both things you just said.
They lasso?
It's in that show. That
really? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Not a sail, but panels. Big ass.
That's
panels.
Very
panels.
Different.
It's sort of like,
but it's still going off. It's
sort of like a sail.
It's like, you'll see. It's
completely
huge.
Different technology.
Yeah,
that's cool though. I like big things.
But it's still using the sun to fuel the ship.
Solar. But to get energy, right? This is like it physically. The sun's beams like push it because like it hits it and it pushes it. Well, this has been fun talking about TV. I'm glad we're all watching fun TV.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you know
nice
what?
TV conversation.
Oh yeah, TV, space TV.
A little water cooler conversation. You know what else is good for water coolers? Game shows. And today we got a special game show that Miles has prepared for us. We have no idea what it is.
Which, now that you're saying that, risky.
Feels real risky. Here we go.
Oh,
hit that theme song.
What's up, everybody? I've been known throughout my days on the podcast to give a game show or two, obviously. We played Does That Rile You Up? I think Ned won that one a couple weeks ago. And we've, of course, played a numerous amount of games. But today's game is a very special one that I think Eugene's really going to love.
Ooh.
Why are you winking so much, Miles?
Because I wanted you to feel extra comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring you in.
Wait, wink again? That's not a bad wink.
Thanks, man.
Some people wink and they just blink.
I've never found winks to make things more comfortable for me.
Well, it just looks better on a hot person.
Yeah.
Even so, if a hot person winks, I'm like, whoa.
Well, but Ned, you've never tried winking with your new mustache.
That's true.
Try it out.
Let's give it out.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a taste.
That's cheeky.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Now do it into camera for people watching on YouTube.
Yeah, right into camera. Okay.
Oh my God.
That's good.
It really is doing things to me. I don't know what those things are, but it's different. It's different. Miles, what's your game?
All right, it's The Price is Right on Facebook Marketplace. Now, we played...
Oh, I love this.
We played a version of this, The Price is Right, on Craigslist, but I was told by my sweet, lovely girlfriend, Sarah, that nobody goes on Craigslist anymore, and it's all Facebook Marketplace now.
Facts.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. Craigslist is mostly like spam ads, and because it's just because it's been so oversaturated, and so brands like buy spots, and it's just all like... It looks like the newspaper part
you're
that you
right.
throw away.
You're right.
Facebook a horrible cesspool right now of far-right misinformation, garbage, and yelling. But Facebook Marketplace, it slaps.
Yeah.
It's the last fair place.
And I wouldn't say it's even fair. Selling something on Facebook Marketplace is a big, big oof. You try to sell it, and then a bunch of people say, hey, is this still available? And then don't respond. And if you, same thing if you ask people. So I have some prices and some descriptions of some items on Facebook Marketplace. You're all going to see if you get the price right without going over. And whoever's closest gets a point.
Oh, okay.
Winner of
without
the most.
Without going over.
Without going over. The Price is Right rules.
Oh,
shout out to Drew Carey, new host of The Price is Right.
Shout out to Drew. Thanks for watching.
Obviously, and Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Not that new.
Shout out to Bob. Thanks for watching.
Bob Barker.
King.
Yeah, King. Of this long skinny microphone.
I want those to come back.
That was fun. Big, you know.
Like magic wands, but microphones.
Yeah, what was that about? Why did he have that? Maybe he was like weak in his old age.
Yeah, so he's probably so fucking weak. No, he wasn't. He was in Europe.
Jesus.
Anyway, let's play a game.
All right. Well, up next, guys, we got a bottle of Head and Shoulders Men.
Long, Keith.
Just despairing.
Sometimes you gotta throw some real curveballs at the audience. Say some inflammatory stuff.
Jesus.
I loved it. Look, I've watched more Price is Right than any of y'all. I promise you that. Watching it every single day in on the summer, like every single day. And I was a child, I watch it, and then when I was there, sick days, every day.
So you're saying you're gonna win this?
I think so.
Sometimes the trips they would offer were a little. It'd be bullshit. Like, go to Pittsburgh.
I'm going to say right now, I would take the job of Price is Right host.
You'd be great.
Absolutely. Really? Are you kidding me?
Would you stop working with us?
I would have to. It's a busy shooting schedule.
I'd want him to. He'd be the price.
That was the correct answer. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be like, it's a new car.
Yeah.
It's a trip to Palm Springs.
Get your pets spayed and neutered.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. So this first item is a bottle of Head and Shoulders Men with Old Spice. And the description is por pieza o por caja. How much does that cost?
Spanish Marketplace?
No, it's just on Facebook Marketplace.
How big is the bottle? Does it say ounces?
It doesn't say, but I can see by the picture, it is like a regular large size
$3.99. Yep.
Okay.
$2.50.
Okay. $2.50.
$4, Bob.
Okay.
Maybe $4.
$4.
It's got to be, because why the fuck would you
be
bother?
A markup, right?
Yeah. Why would you bother wasting or trying to sell that?
Real question is, why would you bother marking up a bottle of shampoo?
Because you're trying to make a fucking dollar.
Okay. Well, yeah.
$4.99, Bob.
It's a $4.99.
I really set the market.
$2.50. Ned?
You get to go last
$4.
Next
$4.
I said $3.99.
And Zach.
$3.99, so it better be $4 because then Ned's fucked.
Let's see that bottle. The price is $7 flat.
Are you fucking my brain?
For Eugene, one bottle of shampoo?
That's right. Eugene, you're the owner of one bottle of shampoo.
Wow.
Yeah,
shampoo can be pricey.
But
Was the Spanish saying that it was still in the box?
No, it was saying it's for your face or for your head.
I'm assuming this is a guy who's selling one that he like used one day in the shower and didn't like.
Yeah. Bold to sell it for $7.
Very bold.
I don't think that it costs $7 at the store.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Miles, let's buy that. I would say that whoever's selling the Head and Shoulders, he could probably use $7, and he's brought us so much joy in this moment. We're going to buy that bottle.
Wow.
We're
going to buy it?
Wow. Yeah.
That's good.
You may have to drive to Tarzana.
Yeah,
to
I'm gonna
go
have to drive to Tarzana.
Give me another taste.
We are not gonna reimburse
item.
Gas.
I can't stand this loss. I was the furthest from the right answer.
This is the Steps to Rocking Horse. Description: very nice horse. Ranchos Palos Verdes, California.
Oh, that's a drive.
Wait, what is it? It's a horse or it's a like? Rocking horse?
Steps to Rocking Horse?
Steps to Rocking Horse. Description? Very nice horse.
Mm.
Ranchos Palos Verdes, California. And the picture is of a wooden rocking horse, brown earth color.
Huh.
Any paint job on that?
There is not a new paint job.
How big are we talking
about? Is there an old paint job? Is there color?
It's a color. It's an or brown. I said earth brown.
This for a tyke, a toddler?
This would be for a child or big dog.
Steps two, bro. What more do you need to know? It's steps two.
Do you recognize the brand name, Keith?
No, but I assume it's like play school. Mm-hmm. Type brand, but if a preschool is going to say 1 to 3 or 3 to 5, steps yeah. two is the second age demographic that the Steps company makes stuff for.
That is two. Good. That's a good steps thought process. Two, there. Yeah, that's good. It's smart.
$60.
I wish I had a band to sort of a live
that's
band.
Though you lose the game sound is
alright, there's that guess. Okay, moving on.
Not Eugene.
$35, Bob.
Okay.
Now where do I want to
put you go?
Key?
Where do you go?
I had a number. Oh, yeah? But do I want to go, you said 35? 18.
Yeah. 18, okay. Locked in. Keith?
$61.
$61.
Yeah, I think it's actually probably like $120. Oh, it's a wooden horse.
Okay. All right, we are locked in here. This is the Steps 2 Rocking Horse. Very nice horse. Ranch Ace Palos. Give me 25. Verdes, California. The price is $25. That's a point for Zach.
Wow. Yeah.
Very nice. Point for Zach.
They're giving it away.
They're out of style, man.
Giving it away.
Yeah.
Vintage. Just giving it away.
Whew, that must hurt, Keith.
It hurt. It's a wooden horse.
Wooden horse.
It's not a plastic horse painted to look like wood.
That must stink.
It look like wood.
Maybe it's tiny.
Keith needs to check back at the tape.
I feel like it's not fair because if Bryce is right, they get to see the jet ski.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Not just roughly describing it.
Keith, you might just be kind of bad at this.
Yeah. I have spent years watching this show.
Keith, you're going to love this next one.
I better.
Okay. So wait, Keith, you watched a lot of The Price is Right?
All of it.
Wow, because you're very bad at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why he's going to be a good host.
Okay.
I want to spin the wheel.
Maybe he would not be a good host. Eugene, honestly, maybe you would be a good host.
That'd be a good host, so he doesn't have to play.
He could be one of my beautiful ladies.
But you want a host? Wait, you want a host that doesn't know what things cost? I feel like you want the host to know
I
the
want
most.
Eugene to do you be think one Bob my- knew
yeah.
what they cost?
Do you think? Yeah.
I don't think Bob cared.
That's a good question. Do you think Bob was smart at guessing prices? Or
yeah, Bob set the price. That's why he's the host, and he has this big old powerful brain, which is why his arms are so weak.
Okay, Jesus no more with the weak arms jokes.
All right, we love Bob Barker.
We do.
Clearly okay. not.
Drew Carey also got real skinny once he started hosting that show. Yeah. What does that show do to you?
It sucks the life out of you. He actually, his being is powering the big lights.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive.
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It just said on Wikipedia.
I thought he died.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't
joking about someone. He's a Supreme Court justice where like he has this job until he dies.
He's still alive. He said roll in his grave.
I really did. I thought he passed away.
I wanted to make sure no one was making weird jokes about
him. I thought he was dead.
Honestly, now's probably the worst time to make jokes about him. You can make jokes about him when he's young and vibrant. You can make jokes when he's like been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but he's old. Yeah.
I honestly thought he had passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, me too. Same. All right, up next, Keith, you're going to love this one. This is no description, just a picture. I'm going to describe it to the best of my ability.
Keith, you need a redemption.
Keith, and now Keith, you gotta
win. Now I'm guessing first. I better hear that ding, ding, ding.
Keith, you're going to love this. Bucket of puppets.
Oh.
No description, just a bucket of puppets. And it says bucket of the puppets in the title, but I'll tell you from the description of that I've got locked in, it is, I would say, like a case of puppets.
How many puppets can you count in the picture?
I could count probably 10 to a dozen.
Oh, wow.
How big? How?
Little puppets, like little hand puppets. Mm-hmm. One hand, single hand puppets.
Muppet quality or less?
Less.
How less?
Less like these Mr. are puppets Rogers? You could get at the store, not custom.
Mr. Rogers quality?
Yes.
By the way, audience, Keith loves puppets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Keith also really apparently loves is good at Price is Right.
Yeah.
So. He's got to win this one.
I mean, very good.
I think we should all promise not to $1 him on this one.
Yeah. Well,
we got to give him a chance. Gotta give him a chance.
Literally the most fun thing about this game.
Nag.
All right, let's start the betting off.
How much would I want for my collection of puppets?
He did it to me, and I was like, respect.
Yeah, it's true. You have to do it. I guess I would... I want to say $50. Uh-huh. I could see a puppet enthusiast thinking they're worth $75. When you buy these at nature stores, they're each about $15 to $27. But they must be selling at least half off. But I'm assuming they're putting $5 per puppet. So I'm going to go with $55, Bob.
Okay.
I'm going to go with...
He's going to fucking do it.
$56.
Do it, man.
It's tough, but how much you said about $5 per, but I like maybe so. One is like $1 more, so I'll go $56.
Oh, oh fuck. I better hear that. Loves ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Am I next?
No. Eugene, no. Eugene's next. Next. Yeah. Don't you keep going clockwise and then you change your starts?
Yeah, the one
I'll
rule.
Say, I'll say. $1, Bob. I don't know anything about puppets.
It's a good bet.
Oh, Zach's got... He can just bet $2.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to do like $25, but according to Ned's rule, you know, I'll give a respectable gap. $5.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
$3.
Now.
Ding, 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 ding.
With the points to stand, Zach, you have 2 points or just 1 point? Eugene won one, and then nobody won the third one. Okay, cool.
Right. And Keith has
zero
points.
Is there a ding, ding, ding,
zero,
ding or not, Miles?
Okay.
He needs...
Ding, ding, ding. The correct price...
No.
...is $5.
No way!
$100.
He wins $100
or $1,000. You win money when you get it exactly right.
Oh wow!
That's huge.
And he like gives you the cat. Like you get up there, he's like, "Here's your money. Congratulations. Let's play a game,
dude." I should host The Price Is Right.
You should.
Wow, I'm great at this.
And you have that such feeble arms.
Yeah,
such feeble arms.
I hate holding things.
Guys.
Oh my god.
We're only continuing with the joke because it's so absurd.
It's so terrible.
$500. You win $500 and you guess it
right.
Wait,
does that mean that Bob Barker's just strolling around with $500 cash in his pocket the whole show?
Yeah, the money clip. He's got like
just
a ton
in case,
of money.
Or does a PA like run on and be like, "Here's your $500, sir"?
No, he come up there and he literally has like $100 bills and he goes, "Here you go. Congratulations. Let's play Plinko. You can win another $25,000.
All right, we're going
to... Unless it's Super Plinko, you win $50,000.
Dude, I really... I feel like that's a climax right there. Sorry, Keith.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel bad. I feel bad.
I've never watched The Price is Right. It really means nothing to me whatsoever. But a win's a win. And I will, reluctantly take on the mantle as the new host. It's just someone's got
to
do it.
You're telling me you've never wanted to spin that wheel, big wheel.
I love spinning wheels.
It's a big wheel. It's I think it's more exciting than the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it only happens once. Single
most exciting wheel on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Single most exciting wheel on TV. Welcome to The Price is Right, home of TV's best wheel.
It is. It's a fucking amazing wheel.
It's a good wheel.
And if you get you get the big money. Oh, man.
We should be on The Price is Right because we could be four contestants and one of us could go and play for our honor and then we could maybe win and maybe all of us go and then we all get to spin the big wheel. Oh, 85 cents. That's pretty good. Daryl's right behind you.
Zach, you win the grand prize. I'm going to Venmo you 69 cents.
I will accept it.
Hopefully you followed at home and were making your guesses. But if you weren't sure how much things cost on Facebook Marketplace, boy, oh boy, have we got some advice for you.
Yeah.
With the youngest and least experienced of us, Miles. Bonsignore.
And real quick, Miles, you're going to Venmo me $500.
Yeah, what's that?
Radio station, advice it'll go for miles.
Harmonizing perfectly.
And he's harmonizing.
What the hell's up, Miles Nation? How y'all stinky cuties out there doing?
Woo!
Good. Yeah.
Have you ever wanted the dank taste of weed with the sweet taste of schnapps?
Okay. What's next?
Vodka? More like balls-ka. Whiskey? More like, where am I freaking drinking it? We've got a freaking opportunity for you that you're really going to love. Miles's Bodacious Buns and Your Schnapps.
This isn't a real product anymore.
I'm teaming up with any brand who will let me.
To make weed schnapps?
To make schnapps. To make schnapps that'll not only relax your gut, but relax your butt.
Relax your gut, relax your butt.
How many times has this ever happened to you? I'm a little shit. And I love to relax a little bit better and grow my sexiness to the level where I can bang really good.
Would it upset you guys more to find out that he's winging it every week or that he really planned this?
I've been working on this for weeks, contacting brands, having them reject me, and being canceled on Yelp.com. So, yeah. But what you're going to want to do is go to, I'll just cut it in this part later when a brand accepts, and by for only $19.99 a month, Zach, you could be a part of the fan club that's drinking the sleepiest schnapps in all of Liquors Town.
Okay, let's make this the next Zatico Tico flavor. I'm in. $5, Bob.
It's called Bonsignor's Bodacious Schnapps, yeah. And it's a flavor of tea.
Yeah.
So it's a low-proof, sweet alcohol that also gets you a little high.
Yeah.
I think there's a market for that.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah.
Ethan and I have gotten real big into this weed soda lately. Uh-huh. It's dope. I want to invest in them, and they won't answer my call.
Yeah, I would totally be on board with it. It's really good. There's one that's Lagunitas makes it. It's really good. One that's like called Can that we're pretty into.
And it's got no alcohol in it? No.
Correct.
Just that's cool.
It's cool.
And the That's Lagunitas what I one, thought you were talking about, Miles. But you're talking
no,
about...
No, Miles wants his...
Nah, he wants a crossfade.
He wants crossfade.
I'm trying to get fucked up for $19.99 a month, net.
$19.99 a month?
Wait, sorry. It's also...
How many are you getting?
It's a subscription service.
How many bottles?
You get a bottle a month?
We'll send you a bottle a month for all I care.
It's schnapps?
Schnapps? Why don't we make the Schnapp of the Month Club?
Why wine coolers? They're selling wine in cans. Why not schnapps in a bottle? 16 ounces of liquid.
Ooh, make it a schnapp pouch.
There you go.
Like a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
$20 is very expensive for only 16 ounces of liquid.
But it's schnapps, so it's going to get you fucked up.
It won't get you fucked up. It's schnapps.
No, but you're
schnapps is barely more alcoholic than wine, but it's a liqueur.
That's why it's our patented schnapp technology.
Yeah, with the crystal clear hops that we put in this shit.
No hops in schnapps.
What is schnapps made out of?
Miles.
It's fruit.
Just
it's
like schnapp.
It's not beer.
Thinking how beautiful schnapp that.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, this is a side point, but I did have some soju the other day, and I was like, fuck, that's good.
Soju is very similar to schnapp.
Super good. And also, you can't really tell that it's super a lot of alcohol. It was like 25%
alcohol.
Why didn't
you do that one for your advice?
Because, Ned,
that's not the business that he's doing.
That's not the business opportunity I want to offer people.
I will say that I think that there's a lot more room for ingenuity in weed products in the next few decades as it becomes more legal, more decriminalized. One of the ones I want to do is called PJs, and they're personal joints, and they're meant to be incredibly short joints.
Ooh.
Because joints are just too long, and if you save half the other joint for yourself, it smells horrific, and then you smell horrific, yeah. And there's nothing you can do about it. You just stink for the next hour. And
if you put it away, your bedroom stinks.
Yeah, you have to just keep it outside, but you can't do that because maybe a bird will come eat it, and then the bird will be too high, and you'll be responsible for a really high bird out there, and that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
But I do think like PJs, personal joints. I think that sounds cute, like PJs. Like you get a pack of PJs, mm-hmm. and they're shorty joints. Also, shorty is a great name for a small joint. Because when I roll joints myself, I roll little shorties, little PJs.
Little shorties.
Point. Miles, are you high right now?
No, but I fucking wish, dude. But you can get stoned at $19.99 a month, though.
Another perfect episode.
That's another one.
Make sure to check out my new podcast, Baby Steps, an irreverent comedy podcast where we talk about the dirty side of parenting. And rate us 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Give us a review. You know, helps other people discover the show. Check out, we just dropped some new merch at tryguys.com. Yeah. Zach is wearing it. And if we haven't dropped it yet, Zach is teasing it. It's going to be out soon.
Oh, I just said Miles will be the botanist on the space mission.
Yeah,
it just makes sense. Cool.
Yeah,
and judging by your gameplay, I think you're the engineer and you're the chemist.
Ooh,
okay, yeah.
That's cool.
I've always wanted.
And Zach then, is the leader.
I guess he's the captain. I guess he's the captain.
I'm the captain. Oh, wow. With a dark and checkered
hat. But he flies. He flies the shuttle around and we're Mars. It doesn't go down.
You kidding me with this? These weak arms? Of course, I'm the host captain. All right, Keith. Hit us with the official Chopper theme song.
It was a good day. It was a nice time. It was the greatest memory we ever shared together.
It's the Chopper.
Until next time, stay beautiful.